Hi there. Thank you for holding. Is this Taylor?
Yes, this is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. Great to speak with you. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Happy Tuesday. How's your day going so far?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. Pretty well. Thank you. How's yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Now, I know that Brian does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of some of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I kind of don't really understand exactly what y'all do. It sounds like y'all help with getting leads from Google. You work with LSA, which I explained to him that our LSA account is still under verification. We had to submit a video for verification, so it's still not active. Not visible to the public. We're waiting.
Right.
We do have a insurance and all the things, the EIN number. Like we're already in business, active, but we're like on like Thumbtack and Yelp and Angie List and all those right now.
Right. Yeah, I did see that.
So we're waiting on the Google.
So you're working on setting up LSA or Google Guarantee on your own. You're waiting to basically get vetted by Google, right?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, since we're a service area business, they had us do like a video to show that we're within the service area, that we provide the service, and you know, show that we have equipment or whatever, and make like a little video, but now they have to look at it and see until they can approve us to be live.
I just wanted to be completely clear here. I mean, it sounds to me like you're talking about getting verified by Google for a Google Business profile, not necessarily for local service ads or Google Guarantee.
I don't know the difference, but when I went to set up the Google profile, it just asked me what kind of service, what kind of industry do you do? We said house cleaning.
Got it.
And then it just totally said, okay, you're going to do LSA, and this is how you get verified for LSA. But yeah, our Google profile is also not active until the verification goes through.
Got it. So you've been quoted price for your leads and everything like that, your activation budget, you're already familiar with that?
No, we haven't. Right now, we are running Google ads like in a regular sense just to optimize. We're optimizing it just like, it's just like the website with a call button, but it's not through LSA. It's just like regular.
Yeah, the
Google
pay-per-click ad.
Business.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't have a Google Business profile at all because it's tied to the LSA verification.
Right. It hasn't been verified yet. It's still in process. So, I mean, it's good that you have that started. And, I mean, we can help you to get anything accomplished that doesn't actually go smoothly for you. I know after speaking with a lot of businesses trying to verify their own Google listing, sometimes the video gets rejected and then there's really not much of a course of action to recorrect things. So sometimes, you know, business owners try to get verified even if it's just for a Google Business profile and then they have issues and they just kind of eventually sometimes just give up on it. I know that it's challenging to get verified through Google. The process of getting vetted for Google Guarantee is even more comprehensive. Now,
that being said,
we could manage your Google Guarantee. I know you're trying to get that set up and started on your own. I understand that you're in the process of getting that going, and I certainly understand if you wanted to continue that. I mean, we could take things over once everything was vetted and verified, or if we were to just kind of, you know, be like by your side and making sure that everything goes smoothly, we could do that for you too. I might even be able to do something about, you know, like waiving the activation budget or something like that. But we would, in that case, want to do search engine optimization with you, which would not only get you verified by Google as an active business, it would have you showing up on the first page in the local map. That's the PAC result that pops up right below Google Guarantee and right below Google Pay-Per-Click. So search engine optimization. creating all the different destinations, the directories that Google looks for, making sure that you've got all of that content linking back to your Google listing and your website. Now, that's a separate service, a standalone product. We would, in that case, want to bundle it in with Facebook ads just to get things going, because that verification process might hit a couple of snags, might be 5 to 10 business days. Getting you in the local map or pack results, that could take 30 to 45 days. So we would want to do Facebook ads in the meantime. Those are up and running in about 7 days. The entire package is $249 on a month-to-month basis. That includes search engine optimization and $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is roughly 400 clicks every month from people that can find you on their Facebook page, especially if they've done a search on Google for your services. Even if they haven't, your ads will be part of their live stream, and they can click on those and see your website. So, you know, there is a lot that we can do for you because you've kind of already got the LSA aspect started. You know, it might be better just to help you get verified on Google and do the search engine optimization with the social media campaign. Once you are vetted by Google, if you wanted us to manage your LSA account, we could do that for you down the road. But in this way, you have a Google partner behind you, and Google started the partnership program really to help businesses get a higher return on investment with Google pay-per-click ads, because Google Guarantee or LSA wasn't even a product at that point in time, about 9.5, 10 years ago. So, you know, as a Google partner, we get our training, we get our updates directly from Google. We actually verify more businesses every day than just about anybody. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country, 41 worldwide. So we're one of the United States Google Premier partners, and we definitely have been in business longer than any of the other partners. We've been around since 2004, more than 20 years of experience. So you would be in really good hands with us. Now, that $249 package is month-to-month. There is no contract. Our job, though, is simply to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. And that being said, is that a service you would want for your business at this point?
It does sound pretty good. I mean, we did do some Facebook ads already. We ran some Facebook ads, but I noticed we spent like $350 in the last week, maybe 2 weeks in Facebook ads, but we got like probably like 4 or 5 phone calls. And none of the phone calls actually booked with us. So I was just like, oh, I'm just going to shut this down. It feels like it's just a bleeding out for nothing. Uh-huh. So I just turned it off, and we focused more of our budget towards Thumbtack and Yelp and Angie List and stuff because of that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and we're on Bark too. Bark is kind of weird that we're on that one as well.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So
the customers on Bark are kind of upset that we have their phone numbers and emails and everything too when we get their contact.
Oh yeah.
Because they just like hand out your phone number instead of like mask it like the other sites do.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, with Google, of course, you know, you don't get contact information and try to chase down that potential customer. You simply get more phone calls directly to you. That local map is actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where most people go when they don't know who to call. And of course, having that online presence, not just for people who already know the name of your business or get recommended to you by someone who's used your services in the past. With this optimization, they don't need to already know the name of your company. They're not looking for you specifically, but they're going on Google or Bing because they don't know who to call. They're looking for a quality cleaning service. So when they see your business, when they see your Google listing, they see your website, those calls coming directly to you, you've got some good reviews already. It's like 4.9, I should say. 4.9, 17 reviews. That's on the Angie profile. So it seems that everyone using your services are very happy with the services that you provide. And I think that will translate once you get an actual potential customer on the phone, just talking to them about your services. You know, we can even, you know, link your Facebook, your and your profile to your content on Google. So you'll be able to track your success. That's the most important thing about what we do. You'll have 24/7 access to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see all the work that we create for your business to get you on that first page, which will get your phone ringing. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords, the search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those individual searches, etc. Now, it is a month-to-month service. You can certainly stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. It is, though, that fixed flat rate, no matter how long you choose to keep the service.
Okay. You said it was $250 a month? And then,
$249 is the exact amount, yeah.
Oh, sorry, $249. No, that's okay. It includes $100 of Facebook ads, you said, as
correct,
well.
Yeah. So we are partnered with Meta, and of course, we're a Google partner as well. So trained and certified, our job is to get you the highest return on investment, the lowest cost per click, making sure that you're still getting those phone calls, that we're able to stretch that $100 out for the entire month and cover your entire service area. Now, with that being said, we would not draw a big circle around you. We would instead focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. So if there are places even very close to you that you'd rather not go, we just don't run your ads there. So the calls are coming directly from people in your service area that you want to work with.
Okay, yeah, that would be good. That's kind of how Angie List does too. Mm-hmm. Like, we've gotten a lot of success off of, you know, the Home Advisor Angie List.
That's
and,
good.
Yeah, getting the customers on the phone, I think, is the main...
Absolutely.
Like, selling point for us. As soon as they talk to us on the phone, they just, like, want a book for the
correct.
Most part. I think just being on Google, I think, is not being on Google is hurting our business. Because
bit.
We could get a lot more leads. Because these other sites, like Thumbtack and Yelp and even Angie a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Angie's a little bit better because they do, like, promote phone
right.
calls more.
Correct.
But they like... all just want to text and just want to price and just want to shop around and just get quotes from all the other customers.
Right.
So it's kind of like a race to the bottom to see who's going to quote them the lowest and like
yeah, kind
just
of,
get
huh?
money off the job. You
yeah,
know?
And that's
so,
never fun when you're having to lower your price just to beat out your competitors and kind of undermine your profit margin just to even cover the cost of the lead sometimes. I mean, I know that Angie's is working for you overall, but obviously there are some things that you don't really like about it. And one of those things, like you said, once you've got someone on the phone, they're probably going to book with you. But even just getting them on the yeah. phone with Angie, when the same lead that you get sent to your competition, maybe even days or hours before you get that lead, you get the lead after your competition gets it, they might not even be answering the phone anymore. They might have scheduled it with somebody else. So that happens
yeah,
with Angie's
that happens
because it's a
lot.
Shared lead system. Mm-hmm. I bet it does. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine. I've talked to business owners who said they call the lead as soon as they get it. The person on the other end is mad because they called. They already scheduled it with somebody else. I mean, I've had people
mm-hmm.
say, well, that job's already been
yeah.
completed. They've come out and they've already done that job. Now, that person got the lead weeks after one of their competitors did. But with Angie, it's different
wow,
than with Google.
Weird.
You know, you get phone calls with Google
mm-hmm.
and calls directly to you. And calls, you've got the website. You just got to make it easier for people to find it, easier for people even to know that you are in the service area, that you're providing the services that they're looking for, and then getting those calls coming directly to you. Now, obviously, you use Google yourself. So you know that you would never be the only company that would pop up when someone is looking for your services. In fact, you could Google your own company name. You wouldn't be the only business that pops up. But if someone is looking for a professional training service, you know,
we've already like Googled all of our competitors and called
right.
them all and asked for their pricing and everything before we even started. So,
got
and,
it.
You know,
yeah.
the ones, so, and we noticed that the ones that pop up first on Google, their prices are reflective of that. They're a little bit more expensive.
Right.
Probably because, you know, people are not shopping around. They're just like calling the first person on the list. Because, you
yeah.
know, it's kind of like if you're looking for a plumber, that's what I would do.
Company.
I would just say,
yeah,
I would just say like a plumber near me and then call the first one. And not, like, I wouldn't go on Yelp and, you know, get a quote from five
yeah.
different ones.
No, you
wouldn't.
Know? Yeah, most people don't. Most people don't. They go direct to Google. They might look at one or two websites and decide who to call. And as long as that person picks up the phone, has a fair price, is available to do the job, then they do get that job and someone books for them. So that's going to work for you as well. I look at websites all day long. I like your website. Your website, first of all, it's visually appealing. It does draw someone's attention in, but it's also got a lot of information. It gives people the reasons to pick up the phone to call you once they see that website. Our job would be to simply make it a lot easier for people to find that website. And, of course, that means more calls directly to you from someone who saw something that they liked and then decided to call you. So it's a much higher conversion rate when you're getting calls from somebody who already saw your website compared to Angie, where you're trying to chase down someone who is, you know, looking for a quote or two and maybe trying to hire somebody, but you're still, like you said, the race to the bottom, trying to find a price that's going to get that person to book with you, knowing that your competition is chasing down that same potential customer. So this kind of avoids that. It does even cut out the middleman. We help you to get your business and your website on there where people would call you directly. You know, we're not directing them to our site or anything like that. You'll simply get more phone calls. You'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access to the information that you'll see, very detailed reports that actually update in very near real time, meaning they update several times throughout the day. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc.
Is it better than what, like, the Google Ads app is doing?
So with the Google pay-per-click, you know, I'm not sure what the reporting is that you would get. I know what you would see
if... slow. It doesn't update every day, even.
Right.
Every couple of days, it'll update and show you, like, what people have searched for and how much it costs when they clicked on it. And
got
then you can,
it.
Like... do some of them to be negative keywords if you want, like, you know, like people saying, like, looking for a cleaning job, looking for cleaning work.
Right.
Just, like, click off those because, you know, we don't want
Exactly. Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, obviously with Google pay-per-click, you know, clicks don't always lead to calls. Calls don't always lead to jobs. But when someone is calling you directly from that local map, again, you're not paying for the lead, click, call, or the job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it is designed to be very affordable for you. It is a flat rate. Like I said, that's where I can actually reduce the cost of the service. With, you know, Google Guarantee or LSA, the cost per lead is fixed. We can't really adjust that. But as an SEO company, first and foremost, and as one of the pricing directors here, I've been with the company myself since 2013. As I mentioned, we've been around since 2004 as a company. So I am able to reduce the cost of that service. That $249 with $100 of Facebook ads, even that local SEO component, that's listed on our website at $399. So you're getting more than 50% off of the cost of that. The $100 of Facebook ads, that's going to jumpstart the campaign, get the ball rolling, even as we're making sure that you're getting good traction and moving your business onto that first page of Google and, of course, Bing, creating all that additional content. So to be completely honest with you, we have to earn your business.
Still under verification too, but I think I went ahead and made the Bing business profile. All it told me was they were gonna mail me a verification number, and then I needed to enter it in. And I probably got that probably like yesterday. I just need to go check the mail.
Nice.
So
that's
the
perfect.
Bing will probably be up soon, but the Google, that's probably going to take like a couple weeks because we just submitted it.
Right.
And
yeah. That's kind of how Google used to do it. You know, they send you a PIN card through the mail. You just verify it.
Yeah, I had them before like that, and it was normal. And then, now they're not doing that anymore.
They don't, yeah. The verification process, the video verification process and the time and everything else. And like I said, if for some reason it gets flagged or suspended, then it's really difficult to kind of redirect the course and get things moving forward. So if you do run into any snags, like I said, I mean, we would most likely not resubmit anything right away. You already do have the process started. although we can advocate on your behalf as a Google partner just to make sure that they have all the information that they need. We wouldn't have to restart anything, but we could kind of pick up from where things are left right now. If your business gets flagged for any reason, if the video gets kind of suspended or kicked out, we can help you with that process and kind of streamline things. Like I said, as a Google partner, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. And although that partnership program was really started to get businesses a higher return on investment using Google pay-per-click ads, and we wouldn't necessarily be doing that for you, working with a Google partner does have huge benefits because that partnership program is designed to get businesses a higher return on investment with Google ads. So when you're working with a Google partner, you do get preferential treatment. Of course, we work directly with Google's back-end team to advocate for you. If you ever did want us to take over your Google pay-per-click campaign, we could do that for you too down the road. But I think that $249 on a month-to-month and forcing us to really earn your business and prove our worthiness to you, I think that's a good way to go. Like I said, if that Google Guarantee or LSA campaign stalls out and you're not able to get thoroughly vetted, we can work again with Google's back-end team to get you vetted. Of course, Google doesn't do the vetting for Google Guarantee. They contract that out, like I said, to Evident or Pinkerton, but we can still really work with Google's back-end team to make sure that everything is kind of exactly as they wanted, all the I's and T's dotted and crossed.
Well, can you tell me a little bit more about what y'all do with the Facebook ads, since we would probably, like, you know, need to heavily rely on Facebook ads until the Google...
At least in the beginning, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to run maybe 6 or 8 different ads at a time for your business, kind of promoting the keywords and search phrases that we find to be the most profitable for you. We'll make sure that the ads are getting traction, or we'll retool the ads for you. And like I said, it's really designed to be extremely budget friendly. I know that with your Google pay-per-click ads, they're several dollars versus, you know, 20 or 22 cents as it would work out on our end for the Facebook ads.
Okay, yeah, the Facebook ads I found when I was setting, because I set up a few different ads, mm-hmm. I just found it really complicated, honestly, to figure out, like, who to target directly, mm-hmm. like, yeah. Out setting it up, and then it would tell me, like, oh, you picked the wrong thing, you need to go back, or I don't know, it was just complicated for me.
You're
Google
right.
made it
yeah.
easier, but Facebook right. was complicated.
I mean you're experts at what you guys do, and you know I applaud your efforts, you know, just to hear the things that you guys are trying to do on your own. It really is admirable that you're even taking that on. I mean, there's a really good reason that, you know, for some of the services that we can do on our own, you know, cut our own grass, do our own taxes, and we do seek professionals who have experience, not just because you get better results, but it frees up your time to do something else, right? So, you know, we definitely
exactly.
would be more than happy with all of our experience to get that going for you. Like I said, we will keep it at that flat rate. There's normally a setup fee that comes with the search engine optimization package. I'm more than happy to waive that in a big way because you've got already the website. We don't have to build one for you. I know that you're paying for other services too, so I do want to make that as affordable for you as I possibly can. Waive that $99 setup fee. It would just be $249 on an out-the-door cost for you. An exact amount, never any taxes or fees or anything like that, so it's really easy to budget for. It would be that exact amount on a month-to-month basis.
I mean, that sounds pretty good, honestly. I think we would want to try that out at least for a month and see how it goes. I would need help with the Facebook because, like I said,
right.
I already did some ads and then they were just like, maybe I'm not targeting the right people or
that,
whatever.
Yeah,
but
why you didn't get the right calls and they didn't turn.
Yeah, we got a few calls. Yeah, we got a few calls. It was mostly just like, you know, they were just like, and maybe they didn't even understand what we were doing. Some of them directly said, how much is it to do my house? And then said, oh, well, that's
right.
too expensive and hung up. you know, and we're just like, I mean, we're not a cleaning lady. It's a professional cleaning company. Like, we send multiple people to your house and knock it out.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. So that's exactly how we're going to promote your business and craft the ads in such a way that people really know they're getting that comprehensive service, that you are going to, you know, take care of their needs, that they're going to be really happy with the job when it's done. And like I said, we can't even target like the higher end residential areas, you know, so that you're going to be dealing with someone who's looking for a quality job. They're not looking to find the cheapest person. You know, they're not looking for a bunch of estimates or something like that. They'll be calling you directly, of course. Now, the next step is to schedule what we call a client interview. And it is exactly like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, what's unique about your business, kind of verify information on your website, information that we have here. And then, of course, that helps us to create the additional content to get your phone ringing. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself does only take about 25 or 30 minutes. If you wanted to do that today, I could still get you in at 6 o'clock. It would get you probably right at or a couple of minutes after 6, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30.
Okay, let's just do it. Let's do it now. What time zone is 6 for you? Because
that,
I have to tell you where
be,
I'm.
That's going to be Eastern
time. I'm in France right now, so I don't know. For me, it's like, I'm going to be back in Orlando in our service area. We're in Orlando, like our business. Okay.
Right.
But
yeah.
I'm just in France right now. And yeah,
okay,
it's,
so I would,
I mean, it's late over here,
be,
but I'd rather just do it now.
Yeah, so we'd
so
be talking
like
about
hour?
6 Eastern. Yeah, we're talking in 55 minutes just to eliminate the entire conversion of the time there and what time it would be.
Okay, perfect.
We'd be talking 6 Eastern, which in minutes, regardless of the actual hour, is in roughly an hour. It might be right at the top of the hour. It might be a couple of minutes after the top of the hour. So there's not enough time then for our automated system to send you a reminder email. That email gets sent an hour prior, but that's totally fine. I'll send you instead a calendar invite to your email address. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your records. And then I do just need to get a little bit of information here. I have the business and you want it to be branded as Five Fairies Cleaning Services, correct?
Yes, that's what the DBA business name is.
Perfect. And the website is fiveferriescleaning.com. Again, I like that website. It really does draw you in. And then I did see an address. This is on the Angie profile, though, the 7901 4th Street North, Suite 300.
Mm-hmm.
Do customers ever come to you, or are you just entirely service-based?
Everything's
conducted over the phone, you go to them?
Yeah, exactly. We're pretty much a remote cleaning service. But that address we do, we can get mail. It's like a mail forwarding address, you know?
Got it. Okay, perfect. And then Brian never did get your last name, and I don't know, did he verify Taylor as T-A-Y-L-O-R?
That's how you spell it.
Got it. I just
and
wanted
my
to make
last
sure.
Name, yeah, my last name is Arnie Frost. It's French, so let me spell it for you, too. A-R-N-O-U-X, and then there's a dash, and then P-R-O-S-T, Arnie Frost.
C-R-O-S-T.
Oh, P. P, like
P.
In Peter.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
P-R-O-S-T. Gotcha. Is the P capitalized or no, after the dash?
Yeah, the P is capitalized, yeah.
Okay. So you said A-R-N-O-U-X dash P-R-O-S-T.
Yep, exactly.
Gotcha. And then I was looking just a second ago on
Can you spell the name one more time? I think you said F instead of S.
No, X like X-ray, correct?
Yeah, there's an X, and then but on the pros, is it an S or an F? Did you say?
I said S like Sam, but man, I'm right
okay,
there with
perfect.
You. F like Frank
okay,
and S like Sam. I almost always will. clarify that. And the M's over the phone, terrible. But you said Prost, P-R-O-S, like Sam, T.
And yes, X, yes, like X.
Gotcha. And the team at fiveferriescleaning.com, is that a good email for us to contact you regarding your account?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, perfect. And then we do have your call scheduled for this upcoming hour. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. Things do get a little busy for everyone, myself included. I may not be able to be on that phone call. I did, either way, want to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account. Just a security question and answer. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Five Fairies Cleaning, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you, if they are not a potential customer, especially if they say they're Google or Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also know the answer as well as the question. If they can't provide that information to you, basically immediately, you should not entertain that call. If they're asking you or telling you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that isn't us. Like I said, it's $249 as a fixed flat rate. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's say my first pet's name.
First pet.
And the answer would be Missy.
M-I-C-K-E-Y, Mickey?
No, Missy. M-I-S-S-Y. Missy.
Yeah.
And can you tell me the name of your business, too, just so I know, like, because people call us and, like, spam us all the time with, like, you know, we want to optimize your Google all the time. So, can you tell me the name of your business? And your name is Paul Gordon, right?
Yeah, my name is Paul Gordon. We are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I believe it's over 1,100 reviews. The last time I checked, it was over 1,100 reviews on Google. Mm-hmm.
LocalSplash.com.
Almost. 1061. So,
okay. Good.
Yeah, LocalSplash.com is our website. So I have Missy on here, M-I-S-S-Y, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before I'm allowed to even ask you for any form of payment, I am required, because we are a Google Premier partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service, etc. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Five Fairies Cleaning Services.
And services with an S. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Taylor Arnie Cross, and I'm the owner.
And Taylor, as the owner of Five Fairies Cleaning Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you are also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Taylor, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Taylor, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yeah, we are really, we actually are pretty quick on our response rate. Like,
that's good.
Yeah, we're like 5 minutes, 20 minutes top.
Oh,
like,
that's
pretty
perfect.
Fast.
Absolutely. And as long as you're responsive, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your service marketing representative online, we do request that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. You did, you know, kind of mention a lot of different services that you are providing. We're going to verify some of the things that you are already doing. It's not like an exclusivity clause. We're not saying you can't work with anybody else, and we encourage you to, but because we do want to make sure that your information online is always accurate and consistent, for anything new, anything that is not already online that we can find and verify, please let us know. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. We do it in the beginning and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the new information is consistent with the old and current information, that there's not any different phone number listed somewhere or a different address or a different website or anything like that. Like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause. We just want to be made aware of anything that you aren't currently doing. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Is it, can I just like text you or something?
Sure.
Really?
Oh,
quickly,
no, yeah, absolutely.
You can
text us, you can email us. It's going to be something that our client interview technician will quickly cover as well, any of the other services that you're using. But, you know, definitely if anything new comes along, please just let us know. I don't know that you have a Yelp listing. At least I didn't see one, but like for example,
we have a Yelp listing.
You do, all right.
As well.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Yelp, Thumbtack, Bart, Angie, and I, like I said, a Bing. All I have to do is open up the mail and put in
and
a
then verify
code,
that
the
listing
Bing will
as
be
well.
Up.
Perfect. Yeah, and
but
I know that
all the addresses and the phone numbers are everything's going
to
be the same.
I was
on
just
that.
About to say. I mean, just from speaking with you, I am very aware that you're detail oriented and that you're going to make sure that the information is accurate everywhere that you list it. And that's really the whole point of that whole questioning. Now it says for the initial term, since we're waiving that setup fee, you'll be charged today's date, the 29th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on today's date. Again, that is the 29th, at the exact same flat rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. You can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on an extended vacation. You can pause the service seasonally, although I don't think that would be necessary here. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Taylor, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Taylor, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment of just $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what does work best for you?
My husband just brought something up. He just said he wanted to verify that y'all were actually Google partners just to make sure it wasn't very scammy before we paid.
No, let me, no, I completely
understand.
Because
he likes it too, but he just wants to check.
Of course. No, of course. So let me send you, I'm going to send you a price, our pricing page. Again, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. It's got some of our main packages on here. Let me see which one is the closest match to what we'd be doing here for you. Now, it is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So if you can open that up, at the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah. He said he went to the Google directory and looked up if you're a Google partner, and he said it wasn't on the directory.
It should be if you're typing it in correctly. And I know that, you know, first, I'm not sure why it would not be. But you can click on the link that I sent out to you. It's going to go directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. So if I open up that link, it's going to say, I'm not sure why it wouldn't be in the directory, but if you open it up, that link, you can copy and paste that link into a separate browser. It would go to Local Splash's partnership page. I see it as google.com/partner/agency? And then it's got our ID on there. But it's right there on the...
The link you sent is the SEO package, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the pricing on there is not going to reflect the actual package that we'd be talking about here. The closest package on here, actually I should send you not SEO packages, but slash pricing, because this is our SEO.
The thing I'm trying to get at right now is how do we verify that you are a Google premium partner?
Perfect. Yeah, right. So right on the middle of the link that I sent out to you, and it would probably be slash pricing, not the SEO packages that include the Google Guarantee and the Google pay-per-click ad. So the packaging is probably not the best one. Slash pricing would show you the Premier Platinum package. That's the one. But the link is the same. The link is the same in the middle of it where it says Google Partner and the Google Partner badge. You can click on that. That's the exact same link that you would see regardless of which pricing page I sent out to you.
So that's Google Partner Agency ID 9519
271117.
Has met all the requirements to be a Google partner. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right. Okay, that's not it. No, I'm sorry about that, Paul, but we have to be very careful. We need we get about like 10 people a day that are trying to scam us in all kinds of ways.
I appreciate your due diligence. I definitely want you to feel comfortable in making this decision. You know, like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 12 years. I know you'll be in really good hands. I'm actually glad that you feel more comfortable knowing that we are a Google partner, because, like I said, that really is going to make the big difference.
That is good. Oh, just so you know, I just typed in Google, is Local Splash a Google partner? And the AI response was like, yes, Local Splash is a Google partner. And then it gives a bunch of information. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny that we now use Google for just about everything. I mean, I don't think I have a dictionary anymore. And if I do, it's certainly not anywhere I could locate quickly, because why would I need a book that has words defined when I could just type it into my phone, you know?
I think
we all use Google for everything that we need. I mean, you may remember like the Thomas Brothers maps, the big map books. You'd have to flip to another page when you drove off the edge of the page on the map. We don't need that anymore. We just type it into our smartphone. The map moves with us. But yeah, we used to have to rely on our own navigation skills and a map that we'd have to be able to read instead of just, you know, an 800 feet turn right. I mean, but that works favor. That works in your favor as a business owner. People use Google. People will find your company. People will call you. Yeah. So we do have your call. I got to get the notes in here because it's going to be in about 40 minutes or so. It's going to be scheduled at the top of the hour for you guys and for us. And then you are going to get the confirmation email too.
The card is a MasterCard.
Okay, that should start with a 5. They all do. I'm ready when
you are. Yeah, they do. It's under my husband's name, but okay. He's fine. We can use it. It's the company's bank account. Okay, so it's a 5 Fairy Queen bank account, but the card is just under his name.
Gotcha. So it's, and he's there as well.
Yeah, he's here. R-E-N-A-U-D is his name, Renaud.
Uh-huh.
And then his last name is the same as mine, Arnoux-Prost, A-R-N-O-U-X-P-R-O-S-T.
Okay.
And then the number is...
MasterCard,
yes. And then the number is 5342-7111. 5605-4114.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the expiration is 12/30.
12/2030. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
463.
463. So I've got 463.
And the billing address? Uh-huh. The billing address is that same one for the business, the 7901 4th Street North.
Mm-hmm. 33702. And then on the back of the card, the security code is 463463. And then December or 12 of 2030 expiration. The card itself, is it 5342, 7111, 5605, 4114?
Yes, exactly. Okay,
perfect. Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It's our welcome email. It has our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I am more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, yeah, we have a pen.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they'll actually follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, of course. Then they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, all of that will be contained in your welcome email. The welcome email is important not just because it has that client support information. Most of our emails do. The welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be active right away. We do have to do your client interview first, and then it might take a day or so for your tracking system to actually be active. You'll get notification once your tracking system is active, though. And then are you guys going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When do you want to be found online?
We just want to be found online all the time. Like we have online booking. We have online booking. And we also have a 24-hour call center. So if I don't answer the phone always gets answered by the call center anyways.
Perfect.
So,
like,
even if they call at 3 in the morning, it's fine. Somebody will answer, give them a quote, them a price, and put them on the schedule.
Oh, that's perfect. And then for like, forms of payment that you accept, do you accept besides cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
So, for right now, we're still working on getting the Venmo and all the things set up.
Okay.
So, right now, we have a PayPal set up, but we don't really like to advertise that one too much because it's a little bit complicated just to reroute everything.
Right.
But we just, right now, we're just doing credit card and Apple Pay. So, when we invoice our clients, we do it through email, and they get a secure link to pay by credit card or Apple Pay. And it's through Stripe, through House Call Pro.
Right. Okay.
So it just goes like that.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. We had another one set up on our website through Stripe as well. That was our own before we got on House Call Pro, but then we just started using theirs because they already have like the automated email set up. So we just use theirs and pay the extra fee.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes total
sense. But we don't pay cash because we do have our cleaners go out on site and I don't go out on site.
Oh.
So we don't accept cash. Yeah, we just have them paid by card, and they can tip the cleaners on the card as well, or they can tip in cash, but the payment has to be done by the card. Yeah.
Got it. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just kind of getting a little bit of
a... We can do bank transfer, too. I mean, but most people will have a card, so it's not really a problem.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah, just trying to get a couple of these things knocked out that our client interview technician is definitely going to want to know. So in about a minute here, you should get that confirmation welcome email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link also by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I have already started on the notes that our technician will want to see. And again, your call is going to be in about a half an hour at this point. Looks like our emails are being sent. Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes.
Oh, I do have one more question.
Sure, of course.
When I was doing the Google verification thing, yeah, I just saw a pop-up that we got the card got charged, so it went through. Anyways, when I was doing the Google verification thing, they told me to make a Dun's and Bradstreet address, you know, on there, and they said Dun's and Bradstreet was a Google partner, and it would be easier if I verified our address through them. And I went ahead and did that and got the Dun's and Bradstreet verification.
Mm-hmm.
Was that even necessary, or does that have anything to do with anything, or was it just kind of like a Google pop-up making you verify your address through this other third party so they can spam you?
No, not necessarily. I know that it's not something that they always do require or even ask. In this case, they might have had a good reason, though, to do it, just to have another form of verification for you. But yeah, I don't believe that they're doing anything other than just making sure that they cover all of their bases. But yeah, it's not exactly a requirement. In fact, you're going to get it because it's an automated email. Everyone gets it. It may still be helpful for us, but it's action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Everything on there is helpful. Not all of it is necessary. And in fact, since you've already started the process of getting Google verified, you might even just ignore that whole thing entirely. But it is helpful because, you know, sending us photos of your service vehicles or anything like that, obviously, you know, there's no physical workplace. You don't have to worry about that. Tools or equipment. I mean, there's a list of things. Like I said, it's an automated email that everyone gets. But that does help with the Google verification process. You got the welcome email. It does look that your login credentials, your username is the phone number that we're speaking on, the 407-315-2960. Area code's included, but it's just the phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. It's in our system the same way, so you can't change your username. It is designed, though, to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your password currently default set to WebSocial, WebSocial. You can change that password as often as you like. All that information is on your welcome email along with the client support information that you already do have. The one email that I did want you to see, though, is the other one, the one that says local / initial invoice. So if you open that one up, it's going to say, hello, Taylor. Thank you for choosing local / Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here. Do you see those?
No, I only got one email so far. I got action needed pictures.
Yep. If you refresh.
Is that the one that I'm supposed to be on?
That's one of the original emails, but it seems like they were all sent pretty much at the same time. They got the same timestamp on my end. So if you refresh, you should see the one that says local splash initial invoice.
Oh gosh, I still only have the one.
That's interesting.
I still only have the one. Do you have the one on your side? Or no? Do you see it?
Should,
it
should,
in the email?
I mean, it all goes to the same email address.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It will make perfect sense once you see
it. Did it go to spam? That is weird. Hang on, let me check on my phone. Maybe it isn't going through. Hang on. Yeah, I just have one. Maybe it went to spam.
It may have.
Maybe I didn't get it yet.
I don't know if this will help. It will be a duplicate at some point, but I'm going to manually trigger that same email to see if you do get it. If it does, if any of our emails get filtered to spam, sending it a second time would, prevent it from happening again. It only happens the first time. So let me just manually trigger the local splash initial invoice email.
Yeah, I didn't go to spam. We just have a bunch of.
I just sent you another one, which may mean that our system will catch up and you'll end up getting two of them. But if you refresh, maybe you'll get at least the one I sent.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. I haven't gotten it yet. So strange. Oh, just got it. Okay.
Oh, you did. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, just now got it. Okay. Yeah, thank you. It says it's the initial invoice. Yeah.
Right.
And so I click here to accept. All right.
Correct.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get it the first one. Hmm. Okay, so I just agreed to the SMS phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I certify that I'm the card holder and I acknowledge the payments are automatic and reoccurring.
But of course, month to month, you can stop at any time. And then it's going to want you in that longer box to either copy and paste or type in your name. It does almost always want the first initial of your first name to be capitalized. So it's not exactly case sensitive. I'm not sure about the hyphen.
It says my name is Renault. Let me just type Renault instead because it says
it pulls off of the billing.
Card.
Yeah, that pulls off of the billing.
It's fine. I'll just put it.
Yeah, and he's
it's
there
fine.
Too. So.
Okay, and then, and then it just took me to the username and the password, so the username's the phone number, right?
You actually don't have to go that next step, though. Our automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. So you will get notification once your tracking system is active, and, you do have on the welcome email your current login credentials, your username is fixed, it's your phone number, and then the default password you could change as often as you like.
Okay, and then I don't need to log in because...
No, not now,
not,
no.
It's
yeah,
not
absolutely.
Working
You can try at any point in time. You'll get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But once your tracking system is active, you'll get notification by text and email that your tracking system is live. At that point, it stays live no matter what. Any updates and changes, you'll still have 24/7 access to it.
Okay.
All right. Well, you are all set. Like I said, at this point, your follow-up call is just a little bit over 20 minutes away. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, then I'll be able to say a quick hello. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website in front of more people, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you called because we were
absolutely.
Just like, oh, we need more leads. We need more leads. Like we were just saying that.
And you guys have been great, especially since you're kind of out. I know it's probably a work vacation kind of thing, but I appreciate you taking the time to take the phone call many, many miles away. Taylor and Renaud, you guys have a great rest of the day, and our technician will be calling you either with me or even without me in about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll be
thank
ready.
You guys. Thank you
thank
both.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.